for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Hiram?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Hiram. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy Monday, let me tell you. They slapped a bunch of stuff on my desk this morning, and I'm, like, multitasking as I'm talking to you. But, Did you have any questions about the first page placement on Google or how it works?
No, I didn't.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. She said there's a new in business credit, so I'm going to go ahead and apply that.
Okay.
See what it could do for you on pricing. Oh, man. You're doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
Mm-hmm. I am.
How do you like it?
So I just really started, so I'm just getting into it, so it's good
okay.
So far, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the reason that I asked is because they actually get a lot of their leads from Google.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're on the first page of the search results, and they do it all over the country.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they're basically just reselling you the leads that they're getting from being on the first page of Google. We're talking about listing you independently, so you don't have to, like, pay per lead with our service or worry about your leads going to, like, three or four other guys. We just let the people who are looking for a home inspector contact you directly right there off the first page. I think they'll see your own review, your own website, business profile. Yeah. You can see how
that's nice.
Yeah, it's a little better. I don't want to bash them, but, it's a lot better if you don't have to pay a lead fee for every person you talk to, whether you get it or not.
For sure.
But the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we even have a Google Places placement available. Have you seen, like, behind the scenes home inspections up there or Hoffman home inspections?
Not too much. I've just heard of them.
Okay.
A little bit.
Those are the two main guys. They get about 2 to 3 calls every day.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, behind the scenes home inspection has about 704 reviews, and I think that says a lot. Like, our company, we've been in business since 2004. We have 1,050 on our Google reviews, and they're not that far behind us. They've been doing it for 20 years. So I think, you know, that's a pretty dominant home inspection company out there.
Seriously.
Yeah, and then the Hoffman guys is pretty impressive, actually, too. They've only been doing it for 3 years, whereas behind the scenes we've been doing it for 20, but Hoffman's got, like, 169 reviews built up in 3 years. And I think that says a lot. Well, yeah, it says a lot, you know, about that first page placement, because according to Google, only, like, a quarter of people actually write a review at all, you know. So they've probably had about four times that in customers over the last 3 years. They're probably getting, like, 200 plus home inspections every year, you know, if not more.
No, that's pretty good.
It's pretty solid. It's a whole source of income for somebody as a full-time home inspector.
Can't complain of that.
that's definitely winning. He probably controls a lot of his own schedule too, so that's not a bad life. But so with this, you know, we can only put you up there when there's a spot open, right? There was a Healy Monster home inspections, but obviously for whatever reason, you know, we have a spot open there from those guys. So when that happens, Google gives us a list of companies that they feel could be qualified for it. We don't really know you until we talk to you. We're going down the list, and we're just looking for one of you guys to fill that opening. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category, so we can't work with any other home inspectors in this area. Does that make sense? It covers a pretty broad area.
How often would you say it would open up?
For Utah County, it was 11 months from the last time we had the spot open. So they basically did a year agreement, but they just let us know that, you know, whatever reason, they're either relocating or discontinuing or I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been about 11 months. And then, you know, usually it's longer than that. Like, a lot of times, once we fill a spot, guys use this as, like, a source of income until they close their doors, you know? Most positions, mm-hmm. I don't have to revisit anytime soon unless, like, the business owner I signed up is a complete kook or something. And I gotta...
yeah.
This one again, you know, he's only lasted a month. He got a bunch of bad reviews. And we had to part ways with him.
Oh.
I've had it happen, though. Yeah, I've had guys where it's just, like, they have bad help. And so the help is, like, the problem and gets them a bunch of bad reviews and stuff. And we're like, eh, keep your money. We're going to go a different route. We can't spend our lives defending you. We do have review monitoring, but we don't want to, like, have the same account come across our desk every other day with a bad review.
We
have to dispute.
For sure.
Yeah. But diving into, like, the pricing structures here, do you get texting on this number?
I do, yep.
Okay. I think we can make it really affordable for you since you already have your own website that I found here. And that new in business credit that Sarah requested is going to allow me to knock a lot off of it. Normally, what they want for this service area, this is Utah County and surrounding areas. It's about a 40-mile radius. They're usually asking $499, and depending on the inspection, you know, it could be one inspection or two inspections before you're actually profitable on that pricing structure. But with the, I mean, I see your basic bundles and stuff, mold testing bundles, maybe one of those would make it profitable. But with the discounted pricing structure for you being a new business, I can actually reduce the rate down to just $299. And then, yeah, and then I could upgrade you to a platinum package as well. So that way you're getting not just first page placement on Google, but you're getting a full-fledged Google Partners package. It's called our platinum package. And this will actually cover you, like, on Facebook ads. You'll be on the first page of Bing. They typically pull from Google's top recommended guys anyway, as long as we do the right programming and optimization. Amazon Alexa voice search results, you're on there. If they're using Amazon Alexa devices, you're also on Apple and Safari as a default top option. I don't know if you noticed, but those are, every time you use those devices, you're usually getting the same search results, the same three guys. And then they also do Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So, you know, you're going to have about 10 different ways of generating leads, realistically, but most of your calls are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses. You know, the top recommended home inspectors they know are, you know, licensed, insured. We verify them. They have that little verification badge, and obviously you show up first, so you're the most easy to get a hold of, I guess. That's how you word it, most easy. Sounded weird to say that.
it works.
Yeah, it works. You're the most convenient guy to get a hold of for anybody looking for home inspection. And then also, like, we list you for 15 keywords. So home inspections is one of them. I mean, you know, we'll cover all your bases. We can get in there. I don't know if you do, like, well, I see on your site here, you got, like, the radon testing and all these other things that you do. Mm-hmm. You know, mold surface testing. We could use those as, like, your actual keywords. So aside from just having you in that home inspection category, we can cover all 8 of those that you have listed on your site, plus another 6 more, you know, search phrases. Yeah. So that way I kind of cast a net there. You're not relying on people to just type in home inspection. And then we also have this system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you ever heard of that before.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so we can see, like, which ones are getting the most traffic. That way we're not listing you for any dead keywords or making sure we're getting you as much eyes on the business as possible. And one of these guys on the first page, like, his thing says, like, right on his ad, like, inspections as low as $349 next day inspection. And it's like, yeah, but what if that person's just looking for radon testing, you know? Like, whoever set up his ad did a horrible job, because they're going to see that $349 and be like, what the heck, you know? And they're going to find you. Yeah. He's going to tell them, radon testing's $150, and, you know, boom. Deal, you know? So I feel like you've already done the work as far as like getting the website built. Now we just got to get your Google verification done and do the optimization, get you in front of people at the moment they're searching. And I feel like after a month or two of this, you'll probably wind up leaving Home Advisor by Angie's. I don't think you'll want to pay per lead anymore if we have customers, you know, calling you directly off the first page.
Yeah, yeah. So what was the price again?
Mm-hmm. The price is $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. And then there's no other charges.
Is that annually?
Oh, no, that's month to month. Yeah, it's 1 month at a time.
Month to month, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is it $299?
Yes. Yes. It's about $10 a day if you break it down. So like a basic, you're going to need one basic inspection based on the pricing on your site in order to offset the cost and get you $100 into profit. And then by the second one, you've already doubled your money.
Mm-hmm.
Darn near tripled it. Yeah. If you go three, then you're, you know what I mean? So for you, it should be pretty easy to show you good return on investment. I mean, realistically, you're only looking at like, I mean, if this brought in, you know, one to two inspections every week, like your basic inspections, you know what I mean? It should put you in position to be able to pay for it without losing any sleep. It'll basically be a self-sufficient system. The guys that you'd be up there with are getting on average 2 to 3 calls a day. You're talking about getting 1 to 2 a week in order for it to make sense. They're getting 2 to 3 a day. So it's like for leveling the playing field and, you know, Google's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years for business owners across the U.S. in every category. I don't think that's going to stop with you.
Yeah.
If you get on the first page of Google and do it, you know. And if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then that you're also like battle tested and went through boot camp because those guys sell their leads to like 3 or 4 people. It doesn't just go to you. So you have to compete or basically sell those people really well in order to get them over the other guys that are calling them.
Right. Huh. It sounds like a great idea, Bob. If I'm being honest, getting started with a business has been pretty expensive, and I don't know if I really have the money to spend for that at the moment.
I mean, did you really even start your business yet, though, if people can't even look you up online?
Well, just going with Angie's List, Home Advisor.
Yeah, but have you looked up home inspections before? Just like, I don't know if you're near a computer or if you pull up your phone and just type in home inspector, if you're like one of your customers right now looking for a home inspector, like.
Oh yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Like, yeah, these guys, while we're talking about listings at the top of the first page, I mean, if you have to scroll a little ways down to get to the Home Advisor and Angie's List listing, which are the same company. And it says like top 10 best home inspectors. And then if you click on that, then you have a whole list of like 10 of you guys. You know what I mean? So it's like,
mm-hmm.
If they click on one, Home Advisor sends the lead to all of you. But, you know, sometimes they can request to just contact them directly, or sometimes they can just take that name, Google it, get their direct number, call them directly. You know,
mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you're in a third-party system that's going to charge you for every lead, whether you get it or not. And if you're starting a business, that's not the best idea because you're going to spend money on things that aren't helping you progress or move forward. You know, if you get a lead fee that's $50 and you do that, you know, 5 or 6 times over the course of a month, then you basically are just throwing away $300, you know. With this, we're
right.
For $299, we're listing you independently and we have you on multiple different platforms. Like, you know, like I said, Facebook, you know, the Bing listing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple and Safari, you know, you have various different ways for us to generate leads for you. And these calls are coming through direct without an extra fee or bill attached to it. So you're basically looking at $10 a day if you break it down. If you get one lead per day from Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, what are their lead fees? Like 30, 40 bucks?
10 to 30.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. One lead a day though. It is. So you could, at the bare minimum, you spend $299. At the maximum, you're going to spend, yeah, $900 to $1,000 a month on that to generate the same volume that you'd get, or actually a lesser volume than you'd get listed independently. So I know things are tight. Like when you start a business, that's how it is. A lot of the time it's like you're investing. Some people save up years before they launch a business. Or some guys even take out loans, which I never recommend. But you know, if you're going to start a business, there's no more like I'm here moment than when you build your website and then get it on the first page of Google for people to actually be able to see it when they're looking for your help.
Yeah.
I don't want. I want to like pressure you into it. I want to, it to be your decision, but
yeah, no.
It's a good thing.
No, yeah. So, so if you were to search it on Google, it pops up as would it pop up as one of the sponsored slots just right there?
No, those guys are doing pay per click and pay per lead. We could get you there if you wanted to. You have to at least have 5 verified Google reviews in your Google business profile to run those. But what we're talking about, if you scroll down a little further, you see where it says businesses and it has those 3 guys next to the map, the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be one of these guys. And then if you keep scrolling down further, though, you'll see Home Advisor or Angie's in there. So you can see what I'm telling you is like they're paying Google to be on Google. Google's not paying Home Advisor by Angie's to be on Home Advisor by Angie's. You know what I mean? And the reason they're doing Google advertising is because, you know, it's what everybody uses. You know, they pay Google a large sum every month because they want to get more eyes on Home Advisor or people who are actively looking for home inspectors to be able to sell to you guys. So if it ends up costing them, you know, a couple bucks to get that person's name and number, a couple bucks a day to get that person's name and number off the first page of Google, they don't care because if they get one, then they sell it to you and like 3 or 4 other guys for 30 bucks and now they just made 120, you know. That's why I'm trying to explain to you. It's like the system you're on now, it's not really a conversation about, hey, let's spend more money. In the grand scheme of things, we fast forward 30 or 60 days. I'm actually going to save you money because you're going to end up leaving one of them. You're not going to run both of them.
Right, right.
Yeah, then it's unnecessary expense. So it really comes down to like, okay, this is my marketing budget. Let's say your marketing budget's $300 a month or $299. You know, what's going to make the most sense for your business long term? And here's a clear opportunity to be able to compare the two side by side. You know, there's Home Advisor by Angie's and then there's first page placement on Google as well as everything else that we're providing in the bottom. So that way we're like a one-stop shop for you. You won't need any other services. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you compare them. So it's basically put myself just on Home Advisor by Angie and pay-per-lead, or put myself on the first page of Google and everywhere else without having to pay-per-lead and let people call me directly. And I'm telling you, I've been doing this 12 years. There's no way you're going to go back to pay-per-lead. You know, we put you on our qualified candidates list for a reason. You know, we don't want to call you up with something that's not better than what you're already doing. We'd be wasting both our time.
Right. So, I just had a question, but I just forgot it.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah. So, what company are you with then?
Local Splash. Oh, my rep didn't tell you that?
No, they did. They did. I just forgot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Local Splash. If you look us up. It's in Fountain Valley, California. We also have a Costa Mesa location. We're right next to Google Building 1.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's a pretty nice building.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's it's the newest Google. We're actually the main headquarters.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, like, we have to have, like, all our Google partnership and everything through them. They record our conversations. That's why I'm not flat out telling you, like, Home Advisor sucks. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, probably. But, yeah. I'm like, there's certain things we can and can't say. Like, I can't, I guarantee you, you're going to get X amount of jobs. You know, they don't want us to say those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they put you up there, you probably will get work. We're not supposed to say, hey, I guarantee you're going to get this many. You know what I mean? It just doesn't look, it doesn't sound professional.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mind if I think about this for a little bit? I know it's a kind of a first come first serve, but you mind if I take just a little bit and think about it and then call you back?
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you, that like never works out. Usually the guys who are like, oh, I'll call you back, I never hear from them again. Mostly because, well, you know the lady you were speaking with at the beginning of the call? Tara?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like 40 of them downstairs. It's in a call center. And so when a spot opens up, Google just gives us the list of the guys that qualify. And then they kind of just rip down that list, first come, first serve. So basically, once I hang up with you, they'll send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill the position. But what are your concerns about doing something like this? I mean, obviously, you want to get a Google business profile, get verified, generate your own reviews and stuff at some point. What's holding you back? You want me to show you who we are? Did you get a chance to actually look up our reviews and everything?
Yeah, I've kind of just been looking at them as we've been talking.
Yeah, I mean, we have a really extensive track record. You can find, like, over 5,000 reviews on our company over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a sole company that working with the top pages of Google, or?
Yeah, that's the only way those guys get up there. Like, those business owners, you know, like, I don't know if you ever paid attention to it, but, like, 10 years ago, it used to be like only the guys with the best reviews make it on the first page, you know? Now you'll see guys with like 700 and then there's guys with like 10. And it's like, oh, how the heck did that happen? You know, they got the guy with 300 like buried down towards the bottom and the guy with 10. It's just they got a call from a Google partner like this. And so they're soliciting that first page placement. It's like a paid ad. That's how Google makes their money.
So
all the businesses that are up there are paying in some way, shape, or form. Some guys are doing pay-per-lead if they're on Google Guarantee. If it just says sponsored, they're doing pay-per-click. And then if they're doing a verified local listing like we're offering you, it's a flat monthly rate with no other charges per lead, click, or call. Yeah, but they all pay to be on the first page. And the reason they do that is because that's where most people make their decision. According to Google, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page of Google. So we're basically putting you
where
90% of your customers are going to look before they call somebody for a home inspection. But that's why I was saying, like, I know $299 is expensive, but being connected to 90% of job opportunities, or at least having them see you as an option and being able to call you, you know, it's definitely going to outweigh that, and the profit you generate from it is going to be worth a lot more. If not, then you're going to end up canceling it, but there's still a lot of long-term benefits, even if you were to discontinue. Not saying that you will, but you'll still keep all your reviews and your Google business profile. And those are things you're going to want just from a credibility standpoint, so people can look you up and verify you're real.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so is that $299 ever going to change?
No, I'm locking you in at that rate. So you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us.
Okay.
It's an indefinite discount. And we actually send you the whole service agreement in writing with your receipt. It's called your subscription terms. And then you sign off on it. And we also send you your Google verification form at the same time and your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And we have an app that you can basically download and see all the leads, clicks, calls that you're generating from being on the first page. And that'll help you keep track of everything. And then the Google verification form, we do need you to fill that out. That's where you'll send in like any license, insurance, business registration.
Right.
And you only got to get Google verified once. So as long as you own the business, you know, unless you like relocate to another area or something, you won't ever have to get Google verified again. That's always good. That's a huge credibility factor too. I wouldn't even hire a guy if I didn't see he had Google verification.
Right, right. Okay. Let's do it then.
Yeah. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, the long-term benefits, and then after a month or so, you'll probably leave HomeAdvisor. It'll be like you didn't even increase your spending at all. And just reallocated your budget. All right. So, Hiram, I'm going to create the Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can actually only have one phone number for Paramore Unlimited. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah. Yeah, let's use this one.
Okay. So, 541-589-5625.
Yep.
Okay. And do you just spell your name H-I-R-U-M? That's what Tara has.
H-Y-R-U-M.
Okay. Hiram. And then what's your last name?
Paramore.
Oh, just like the business name. Okay. And then
yep.
What's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It's HiramParamore@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. And are you comfortable with me attaching your website to the Google business profile?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Just going to copy, paste. Okay. And then what's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
So it's currently a local address, so I won't have anybody coming here. Is it where I live?
Yeah, you don't have to display it. It's just for us to send that PIN in the mail, and then I'll hide it for you. It will still show you like your city or like your city, state, and zip on the listing, though, even if I hide the street address.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's 431 West, 500 South.
Oh, hold on. There's a zip in there. 431 West, 500 South. Found it, Provo. Oh, no.
Lehigh.
Oh, there it is. Okay, hold on. It's street, that's why. There's a 431 West 500 South in Provo, too. Okay. This makes more sense, though, because we already had you in Lehigh at the 84043 zip code.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, save. Okay, then hide. Business street addresses. It's residential. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
They'll just be, let's just do 8 to 6. That works.
Yeah, we can always change this later too if you want. We'll go 8 to 6. Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
Let's just start with Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Okay. And Saturday and Sunday. I can do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only.
Okay, yeah, that works.
That way they can still call you, but it's up to you if you want to go help them or just schedule them for during the week.
Yeah. Well, just make Saturday that, not Sunday.
Okay, so Saturday by appointment only, Sunday close.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
So I'll accept check, but I'll mostly be doing invoices through PayPal.
Okay. So check, that's card. Usually PayPal, you kind of input the card number to do the invoice. Usually,
yeah.
Right?
I think you can do anything on PayPal.
Yeah. So, if you have PayPal, you can do, yeah, card. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I won't have like one of those little card reader things on me.
Right. Yeah. They got to punch it in manually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to, actually, we still do. We can hook up the PayPal payment system to your account or to your website. Oh, but we're not building you the site. You already have your own site. That's right. Never mind. With our custom website designs, we have like a way for PayPal to be hooked up to it so they can go onto your site and just put in their own information and run it.
Oh, would that come with the plan I have, or would that be an additional cost? Just curious to build a website.
Usually they want a one-time setup fee of $99, but let me see what I could do. Give me 1 second. I did see your website. It's not bad, actually, your website, but they would change this whole thing. We would basically have you send the logo in, and then, I mean, we could put all your certifications up there, how you have it, and can do all the pricing page and everything. But
yeah.
Okay. That little baby just did you a favor, man. I'm a sucker. Like, oh, is this somebody I'm talking to? I'm a dad too, man.
Yeah, I'm currently at my brother's right now, and he's a couple kids, and they just walked in, but one of them whacked his head.
I got you. So I got approval for a custom website design, and I waived the $99 setup fee for you. So, yeah, they're going to do an interview. I'm going to schedule the interview, and then during the interview, we'll gather some information, and they'll send you some templates on how you want the site, and then we'll customize it. And then we also will offer our own form of hosting for you. So while you're using our services, if you want to make any changes or modifications to the site, just let us know, and then we can adjust it for you. But because you already have your own domain, we would need you to grant us access to that domain in order to customize it. So that's the only hiccup there. Okay, as long as you have those login credentials, though, then you're good to go, as long as you don't have to buy another domain.
Okay. Could I schedule that appointment some other time?
Yeah, actually, that's what I was going to do. So I'm just going to secure the first month's payment and get that spot for you. And then I was going to ask you, like, what time is best for you to do the client interview?
Okay. And do I need to pay for anything, or are there any payments that come from having the website or managing it?
No. So what I'm going to secure from you right now is just the $299. That's going to cover you all the way up until the 9th of October. There's no other charges for anything. So you won't get another penny charge. It's an all-inclusive service. That way my guys that are talking to you about, like, your website, your Google verification, they never have to have conversations with you about money. It's just work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then if you do have to have a money conversation or like a service agreement conversation, then that's going to go through me. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension.
Okay. Just making sure there's nothing additional being added on later.
Yeah, no. And they only have certain people who can run the transactions here. Like I said, Google oversees all our operations. So it's like, you know, if something goes wrong with payment or somebody's like, hey, my card went wrong, it's like they're going to be at my door in like 2.5 seconds. You know, I've been doing this for a while. You know, they only have certain
people that can do it.
Okay. But in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, let's go ahead and do that, and I'll schedule the client interview. How did you want to secure your first month's payment? You're like, I don't want to see her.
you can't just waive that too?
No. That'd be nice. That'd make my job a lot easier, honestly, if I could give people a payment. And they'll just sell it. So I guess they wouldn't need me, though.
Yeah, but then they would really want to keep that spot. Then they'd pay a fee.
Yeah, well, they're going to want to keep that spot. I mean, the fee is not deterring people, trust me. It's just a different type of people, you know? The big wigs, they don't have a problem, you know? They understand. You got to spend money.
Yeah. Let's do card. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine. Is it under your name, or is it under the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. So, Hiram Paramore. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that I'm sending that PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Hiram, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 5480.
5480.
0626.
0626.
0027.
0027.
5216.
5216. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
08/28.
And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 349.
349. Okay. And then...
And the name on the card is Hiram L. Paramore.
Oh, good call. Okay.
Yeah.
I've actually had a decline because of that. Say, like, invalid name. I've also had, like, the CVVs and the addresses. It's all got to match up before you process it, or else it'll decline. Super sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going full platinum package with the website included, the $299 month-to-month. Waive the setup fee. That's another thing I didn't even go over. If you go to our site and you look at the pricing page, the platinum bundle is actually $599, and then the setup fee is normally $299. So normally for this package, the first month is $898, and then each month after that you pay $599. But for you, I've already waived the setup fee, and then I reduced the rate down to just $299. So it's just going to cost $299 out the door today, and then each month moving forward that you're with us, you'll keep that rate. It will never go up or change. So I'm giving you a lot of bang for your buck. Huh?
So I'll just always be keeping the $299?
Yeah. Yep. And we're going to send that to you in writing right now, too, with your service agreement. So that rate's locked in indefinitely. So I'm saving about $600 today and $300 every month moving forward. But if it works exactly how I think it's going to work, then, you know, you'll end up using this for however long until you decide to close your doors, as long as, like,
yeah, not
super bad reviews or anything. And then it'll make sense for us over time. In the beginning, we're kind of taking a loss on it with building the site and everything, but that's fine. You know, gotta have some skin in the game. It keeps us on top of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we want to see you come back each month, then we got to make sure you're making money. So it's not a problem. But you should be getting the text messages here.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So there's an outline of the agreement there in writing. You should also have your subscription terms are there, your login credentials for your tracking system, and then there'll be that Google verification form as well. It's going to seem like a lot of text messages. Our customer service line is at the bottom of this. It's attached to every text and email you get from us. As a matter of fact, the customer service line is what you're getting these text messages from. It's that 877-635-6225 number.
Okay.
Normally, what I do, Hiram, is I have my guys, like, contact me, right? Because we schedule the client interview. I usually call you for the client interview. I'll introduce you to a Google certified rep, and they'll do the interview and everything. But yours is going to be a little different, okay? Just because, and I don't even want to really say this because I don't know how professional it sounds, but I've been planning a trip with my family for the past, like, 3 months. And so I'm not going to be here. I leave tomorrow from LAX in the morning at 8:55, and then I won't get back until the 19th. So it's going to be about 10-day period. Yeah. So you should be all set up and running by the time I get back. Kauai?
Hawaii? That sounds fun.
Well, it's Kauai, Hawaii. So it's like the smallest island of the four major ones. Yeah. Yeah. But
I was just at Oahu
I love
a couple
Oahu.
Months ago.
Yeah. I have my goddaughter. Yeah, basically my brother. It's like my best friend since I was like 5 years old, and his daughter's my goddaughter.
Oh, nice.
They live out there in Oahu. But my son's 3, and me and my wife got married about 2 years ago. And then since then, since August 22, we've now gone to, this will be the fourth one. Like, we hit the Big Island last August. We were in Maui in May of this year. And then we did we did Oahu like twice early last year. So now this is like finally we're seeing all of them. I've actually never been to Kauai, so I've been to all the other ones but Kauai. Tons of trips to Oahu. I love Oahu. Honestly, it's still my favorite just because I got a lot of family there. So I'm not just doing like tourist stuff with I don't know anybody. I get to actually hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm excited. Awesome. Nervous but excited. I always get nervous for those plane rides. They're like 6 hours. Yeah. Probably a lot further from Utah. Yeah, probably took you like 9, huh? It's like an all day trip.
They just now opened up a direct flight from Salt Lake City Airport to Hawaii.
About 8? Is it like 7? 7 or 8?
It's about, 7 or 8 hours. But when I went, we had to make a couple stops, so it took longer.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys because we're Google partnered, so I do Google flights, and then I'll use like all the credits I could get from my work to try to like get those flights as cheap as possible. I actually got like all 3 of the tickets. We're flying like coach. I'm not paying all that extra money for first class. Like, but we got all 3 of them for like $600. Like between like finding cheap dates and then using some credits that I get from work, like these Google points that they have, and it's $600 for 3 round trip, and they're all direct through Hawaiian. So normally it would have been like $1,200. Yeah, so basically half price. Instead of $400 a ticket, I paid like 2. It's kind of nice.
No, yeah, you can't compete with that.
Yeah, because the boat ride on the Nepali coast. I don't know if you've ever seen that. That's like the main thing to do on Kauai is go see like the Nepali Coast Cliffs. And that was like $200 a ticket. So I was like, okay, well, with the money I'm going to save with this, I'm going to book this boat trip. And then it's just going to be like the flights. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. But it's going to be weird because I can't promise you who you're going to talk to. Like, right? Like, normally it's I set you up and then I get everything up and running for you and I have a bunch of minions in the back here that'll do all the work for me. And so that's usually kind of like comforting in the beginning. And then, you know, I'm usually a lot better at kind of communicating, than some of these guys. That's why they have me do it too. But.
Yeah,
they'll get it done. Like they'll walk you through it step by step. By the time I get back, you should be fully up and running and in position to start making some good money. So,
okay. So, what else needs to happen again, just to make sure everything's all good to go?
Yeah. So there should be a Google verification form. Let me show you that. So if you go to your text messages, it's going to be a lot of them. I know. One of them will say start with local splash. I believe, hold on, it's loading. But it'll have a link. It'll say, like, Google may need more information to proceed further. It'll say Google verification. Should say url.localsplash/Google. Oh, it's the last one you got. It says local splash, and it says Hiram to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional. See that? So if you click on that link, this is your Google verification form. So it's pretty easy. Like as you scroll down through it, it'll ask you basic information and then it'll get a little more in depth. If you're missing any of this stuff, don't panic. There's a little box at the bottom. You just check it that you're okay with us doing a video call and then we'll do a 3-way video call with the Google app and we can just verify your listing over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a 3-step verification. There's a PIN coming in the mail too. A little 5-digit number on the back of the PIN we'll need from you when it comes in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then just a question for the company name, because I've been dealing with all this building business stuff kind of thing. Company name, does that need to be my LLC or my doing business as? I mean, most of the time those are pretty interchangeable, but.
Yeah, either or. It's your preference.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Because some places I've dealt with, they're like pretty picky on what that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because of your long-term branding. So it's kind of like we don't want you to change it. So it's like we'd rather you set it up with what it's going to be than to, like, change it or jump around with it later, you know. Usually the parent company's not going anywhere, but the DBA you could change. You know, you could change your DBA on any time. Most of the time, the parent company, you already have all your license, everything under that, or it's something that's been around for a long time already. And so that one's more like cemented, and that's why they try to go with that. But with us, it's fine. I mean, honestly, we could change your business name. We'd rather not, because then we'd have to go through the verification process again, but we could change your business name if you need to. So do you want to just launch it as like Paramore Unlimited, or do you want me to change it now?
I'd be going as Paramore Home Inspections.
Okay. So you want it to appear as Paramore Home Inspections?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me adjust it. Good catch. All right, let me go ahead and update. All right, now I have to
upload a picture of the tools I use.
Yeah, it'll say tools and equipment. I mean, you can send a clipboard if you want. This is actually going to go to the Google headquarters, so it's, I mean, they're just looking that there's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only if it has a red asterisk, too. Those are the ones that are the most important that they're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I have guys sometimes that are like, I'm not sending a vehicle with a license plate number in, you know? And I'm like, well, if you have a problem with that, you're going to have a real problem getting Google guaranteed, because Google guaranteed to have you sending your whole social. Yeah, but you could cover your license plate if you want. Like, you know, it's not a big deal. For the local listing,
yeah,
you know, we pretty much will give you a shot as long as you have, like, licensed or certified home inspector. And, you know, if there's a problem, then it's a month-to-month service. So we kind of leave the door open for us to be like, look, keep your money. We're going to go a different route, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I don't think there'll be an issue with you. You sound like a nice young guy, so should be good to go.
Yeah, sweet.
You're in a good industry too. It's a good field. You get to get out, stretch your legs. You get to control your schedule of who you do and don't want to work with. It's really nice. You just got to get that consistency built up so that way you can get a little freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to tell these guys all the time, I'm like, it's not about all the money. I know everybody I work with is like money hungry and obsessed. And maybe I just think like that because I've been doing this long enough. I've made a good amount of money already in life, but it's, you know, it's about the freedom, really. My favorite days are the days I get to go play golf. I'll work a half day, you know, I'll be like, I'm going to play golf in the morning and then I'll come in after lunch, you guys, you know, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my favorite days, it is what it is. My email's always on. I'll be honest with you. Like, if you send a text in, I'm going to get it just because, it's just hooked up that way. So even if I'm in Hawaii, most likely I won't respond, to be honest, but maybe if there's something urgent that pops up, I'll still peek at them, you know? My wife hates that about me, but I just try to look up.
Yeah, but you are in, on a vacation, so I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I wanted to mention it to you, though, too, because I don't want you to be like, oh, I just signed up with this guy, how come I can't talk to him, you know? I know that's kind of awkward. A lot of my guys, I like, build a relationship with them, so it's just me and them, usually a lot of time talking, but we're a huge company. We have about 450 people that work here, and it's probably to your advantage that I'm not the only person that you communicate with. It'd be good to know, like, our website guys downstairs and, you know, the guys doing Facebook ads for you. You know, we're going to be like a one-stop shop for you. So you'll have multiple different people be able to help you, but it's really just that one account, you know. But if it has to do with Facebook or Yelp or Yellow Pages, it's all knocked out, so. All right. Okay. Well, I am supposed to let you know, so, like, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I'm supposed to recommend that you try all of our services for 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building your Google business profile and things from scratch.
Okay.
Here. It says the payment will be charged today, 9/9 of 2024. It's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the ninth day. You'll keep that discounted pricing structure, $299, as long as you're with us. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you're ever going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop the billing cycle. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, and that's it. So I want to officially. Oh, I didn't even schedule your client interview. Jesus. What's the best time to do your client interview?
Anytime.
They usually take like 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. If you're saying any time, I mean, I've already notated the account and launched it basically. I can have them circle back with you, 10 o'clock, 10 to 11.
Do we do noon? Is noon work?
Yeah, noon works. All right. So it's 11 to 12 here in SoCal. So I'll send you a calendar invitation, and then also you'll get a text message reminder here 1 hour before the appointment. So look out for that.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for signing up.
What does that go over? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to go over your keywords, the service area that you cover, and then they're also going to ask you some questions about the website since I got the website approved for you, so we'll probably want some, like, login credentials. Do you have a Facebook page anywhere?
Not yet, but no. I've been meaning to get that set up here soon.
We'll build it for you. It's a part of the service. We have some Facebook ads in there for you, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll walk you through it, though. It's a pretty easy call. They're not going to ask you anything you don't know off the top of your head, and it's already paid for, so they're not asking you for any more money. It's just they want to go over the stuff to help us set up the account.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for signing up, Hiram. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, don't hesitate to call myself or our customer service department. Obviously, I'm going to be out until the 19th, but if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, please call in. There's always a representative available to help you.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a great day. I'll talk to you when I get back. You're welcome.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.